This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Stocks are higher in Asia ahead of a snap election in Japan on Sunday. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is widely expected to retain power, with his party maybe losing a few seats from its large majority. As Marketplace's Ryan Kailath explains, the election is in many ways a referendum on the prime minister's economic reforms known as Abenomics.
Before Abenomics, the Japanese economy was stagnant for years, says Takeo Hoshi, director of the Japan program at Stanford.
Abenomics had a positive effect on the Japanese economy, so it started to grow.
Wages are up slightly, and unemployment is under 3%. Now Abe wants to push more economic reforms, including an unpopular tax hike. That's made room for a challenge from a new political party, led by Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike.
You know, they're very adept with marketing, so they have come up with a new term called Yurinomics.
Maria Solis at the Brookings Institution says Koike got popular by promising to postpone tough reforms. But Sheila Smith of the Council on Foreign Relations says more than economics, this election is about foreign policy.
The prime minister has made this all about North Korea.
The subtext behind Abe's stump speech, Smith says, is that at a time of North Korean aggression, Japan needs its military alliance with the U.S., an alliance that's strong because of Abe's good relationship with President Trump. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.